big fatty.
I'm just going to have to throw this show out now.
Ruined.
There's going to be the beginning and then the end.
Yes.
And that'll be it.
It's all good.
All right. So that was Big Fatty, who we were talking about at the beginning of the show. I tried telling him that, that the majority of our listeners aren't Pride 48 listeners. So.
Is this guy that calls in?
I know, right? So we might have to put an about Big Fatty. You know, we've got a bio for you and I. We might need to put a bio fatty? For him. Yeah.
So. He's the pod father.
And he's got zero manners.
Which is why we love him.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just going to have to throw this show out now.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2148. The BFO for Thursday, the 21st of April, 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, Poodle and Squeaky Kitty are on their cruise, and Canoodle and Squeaky Piggy are here. Yes. Hello, cousins. Oh, would you like to Canoodle? Oh, you want to get Piggy? Oh, anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all cousins today, because Canoodle McNoodle and Squeaky Piggy are filling in for Squeaky Kitty and Poodle. They're on the Meow Meow Cruise, and Poodle had said that she would give us a call before the ship set sail on a three. I think it's a three-hour cruise. We're gonna have a little bit more canoodling than that. Let's get Piggy.
This is gonna be harder than I thought.
Y'all, we'll await Poodle's call. But y'all, before we go any further, a little bit of bad news, and I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have heard it by now, but y'all, great addition, member of Pride 48, David, that Blue Jeans guy, David calls in to the new show all the time, and has his own little show, and he's been to the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. His apartment, I don't know the details on how it all happened or anything, but y'all, his apartment caught fire, and y'all, he has lost everything. He and Mr. Green Jeans, I've been told that he and Mr. Green Jeans were able to get out safely, and they were able to grab their kitty cat as well, but all they have, from what I understand, are the clothes on their back. That's not a metaphor or anything like that, y'all. I saw a picture of the fire trucks at the apartment building, and y'all, evidently, and like I say, I don't know how it started or anything, but, and I don't know if it started in his apartment or it spread or what, but y'all keep David and Paul in your thoughts. They have a very tough road ahead of them, but y'all, I know that they're very active in their church, and I'm sure that their church family will reach out to them and offer support and help, and I'm sure that there are those in the Pride 48 community that will want to do that as well. I understand there's one of those fundraising, what do you call it? The GoFundMe that some folks have started. I haven't seen the details on it, So I don't know. I don't have details to tell you where to send it or anything like that. But y'all, I'm sure somebody on the Face Space or whatever can give you the details about that. So anyway, if you're able to help out, that would be lovely. And if not, just keep David and Mr. Green Jeans in your thoughts during a very, very tough time. If there's one good thing about it, at least it is not freezing cold weather, and snow and all that kind of stuff. At least the weather is cooperate. It's springtime. You know, it's the end of April, so it's at least warmer and more. I don't know, but anyway, try to find some sort of silver lining in everything. But y'all, like I say, keep David and Mr. Green Jeans, Paul, in your thoughts, and we will. Wish the best for them over the coming few months or longer. Now, y'all, it has been a very busy week in the coal mine, even with Big Fatty being off on Monday. But y'all, Tuesday and Wednesday, just very long days. Longer than a standard work day, but y'all, just it's nonstop. It was just nonstop, and y'all, I had three different projects going on all at the same time, and thank hydrogen that today, Thursday. One of them finished up on Wednesday, and then I think I'm gonna finish two others. Actually, I had four projects. Two others will be finished on Thursday, and I think the last one will be done on Friday. And y'all, then I got another big project starting on Monday. So y'all, I've said before, it's that kind of year. That time of year. I got something from my mother, and I thought I'd read this because glanced at it, but it sounded like something that might be appropriate with all the news about David and Paul. And it's called Too Busy for a Friend. One day, a teacher asked her students to list the names of the other students in the room on two sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. She told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates and write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignment, and as the students left the room, each one handed in their papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate sheet of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling. "Really?" she heard whispered. "I never knew that I meant anything to anyone, and I didn't know others liked me so much." Those were the what most of the comments were. And no one ever mentioned those papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise had accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another. That group of students moved on. Well, several years later, one of the students was killed in Vietnam, and his teacher attended the funeral of that special student. She had never seen a serviceman in a military coffin before, and he looked so handsome, so mature. The church was packed with his friends. One by one, those who loved him took a last walk by the coffin, and the teacher was the last one to bless the coffin. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as a pallbearer came up to her. "Were you Mark's math teacher?" he asked. She nodded yes. And then he said, "Mark talked about you a lot." After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to a luncheon, and Mark's mother and father were there, obviously waiting to speak with his teacher. "We want to show you something," his father said. Taking a wallet out of his pocket, they found this on Mark when he was killed. "We thought you might recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed two worn pieces of notebook paper that had obviously been taped and folded and refolded many times. The teacher knew without looking that these papers were the ones on which she had listed all the good things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. "Thank you so much for doing that," Mark's mother said. "As you can see, Mark treasured it." All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled rather sheepishly and said, "I still have my list. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put his in our wedding album." "I have mine too," Marilyn said. "It's in my diary." Then Vicky, another classmate, reached into her pocketbook, took out her wallet, and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me at all times," Vicky said without batting an eyelash. She continued, "I think we all saved our list." That's when the teacher finally sat down and cried. She cried for Mark and for all of his friends who would never see him again. The density of people in society is so thick that we forget that life will end one day, and we don't know when that one day will be. So please, tell the people that you love and care for that they're special and important. Tell them before it's too late. And one way to accomplish this is to forward this message on. And y'all, it's not exactly applicable to David and Paul's situation, but anyway, it just shows the power of friendship and remembering people and helping out people and things like that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, and I don't want to get too melodramatic or anything like that. Y'all in the P.O. box, y'all, I got a letter from the Charleston Water System. And it says, "Hey, Big Fatty, over the next few weeks, the Charleston Water System will be installing a new automated water meter for homes and businesses in your neighborhood, including your address. The meters will allow our readers to collect your monthly meter reading electronically without having to exit their vehicle. This system is faster and more accurate than the manual readings. The installation of your new meter is a fast and simple process with minimal impact on your water service and at no additional cost." So y'all, that's just...
Big Patty, you want a canoodle while they install that water meter? Maybe we could play the technology music. Yeah, let's play that technology. Yeah, play that technology music.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
It's technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
Oh, and first of all, Canoodle, that was the wrong technology. Oh, I'm sorry, I was canoodling with Squeaky Piggy. I'll try to do the wild poodle is gone. Anyway, are you sure you and Poodle are cousins? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, I'm kind of excited about that. So we'll see how it all goes and all. Also in the Villa mailbox today. Well, first of all, before I do that, y'all know who that Kim Beva is. That Beva. Y'all, you know she's over there in the Faroe Islands, and y'all, Miss Beva. Miss Beva is going to be moving to a new cannery here in very soon. Y'all, you think Big Fatty's Clock is ticking. Miss Beavers is really ticking.
Big Fatty, tell me more about this Kim Beaver.
She's a lesbian.
Oh, she got a friend.
Anyway. y'all, Miss Beaver sends me this picture, and it says, "Oh, look, it's TV remote." And y'all, they've taken a remote control and they've covered up all the buttons on it with masking tape, except the channel up and channel down and the volume up and the volume down and the on-off switch. And y'all, it's basically true. And it's really what I ought to do to the hats remote, because my father's always pushing the wrong damn buttons. And, you know, it turns the cable box off or... It does all kinds of stuff, and then he gets mad at my mother, and then he, you know, it's not her fault. He's the one pushing it. Y'all, in the Villa mailbox today, y'all, there was something from the Aura Hotel, and y'all, it's about the Horror Hotel Metropolis. You know, Metropolis is the entertainment complex there. They've got two hotels, and they have two nightclubs, swimming pools, a cafe, an RV park, and more. And y'all, it's on 15 acres and 130 rooms. And you know, the actual horror part of it is got 68 rooms, and it's just a nice little brochure about the whole complex. And y'all, then they've got the schedule, and I hope Gay Country West.
Ooh, Big Fatty, Gay Country West. Tell me more about him.
It's not spelled C. Oh, good. Okay. Anyway, y'all. Just thought I'd let you know what's going on at the Horror Hotel. They're having the Memorial Day weekend. They're having pool parties and cookouts. Thursday night rooms are just $35. They're having the Bear Slam. I don't know what that is, but Granny and Durwood usually like to go to those Bay events. Pool parties, celebrity guests, entertainment, and hot sweaty men in June. Augusta Pride is in June. 4th of July. Larry and Ralph's 7th annual Weenie Weekend is going on in July. Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and I are going to that. Y'all, they do a quarterly birthday weekend, and they give you your room on Friday and Saturday nights. No, $25 off your room Friday and Saturday night. Y'all, there's a couple of leather events. There's the Ogtober Fest coming up in August. Granny and Durwood are going to that. Labor Day weekend, they've got a luau, but... y'all, they've got two leather events that we're going to, and y'all, it's just going to be a busy, busy summer, especially with the spring inappropriate pool party, too.
Oh, Dick, I see. Big Freddy, You did a lot of reading today.
I did do a lot of reading today. Maybe, you know, Canoodle, maybe I'll get you to do the reading, since you kind of got that big dick voice.
Big Patty, I'm a lady. Okay.
Well, then you would like Miss Beaver. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. That's Urban Guy T.O. and the Turnipin. And Turnipin, when you heard Poodle wasn't going to be on today, what did you think?
I'm just going to have to throw this show out now.
Oh, he needs to come canoodle with me. I'll change him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.